want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade with shafafa.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is blood sausage. It was total luck on the day we finally made it into a restaurant in Miami that celebrates the cuisine of Portugal, that it just so happened to be Portugal Day. My Portuguese is even worse than my Spanish, and despite our gracious and handsome server explaining what was going on, I had to fill in the blanks by using my imagination. But it was clear that most of the other guests were fully initiated in the culture, customs, and history of Portugal and were making their way to the center of the somewhat formal dining room to partake of the foods from chafing dishes that had been set up there. I told my wife, Janet, I'm going to have a look-see. When I got to the foods on display, our waiter was right there to encourage me and inform me. I was shown one chafing dish with a mix of potatoes, beans, and collards, another with prepared fish, and another with mixed meats. I'm not really a chafing dish kind of a guy, and despite the enticements of what I recognized to be some blood sausage, also known as morcilla, bobbing in a mix of other porky items, I was inclined to order a la carte. I asked our server if I could order the blood sausage from the menu. He apologized and said, not the blood sausage. Other sausages, though. I returned to our table and asked for the wine list. I enlisted our server's help again, as his knowledge of Portuguese wines certainly was likely to surpass mine. He helped me select a white wine from his country. He was aware that we wished to start with their well-reviewed preparation of croquettes de bacalhau, and thought the wine would go well with it. I tasted a sample, and it did. He already had gone to the kitchen and got clearance for us to get some blood sausage after all. The day of Portugal was turning brighter. After some research, I learned that their national holiday is named for a 15th century Portuguese poet named Camões, who wrote an epic poem titled The Lusiads that told of Portuguese historical achievements. The poem is revered among the finest in Portuguese literature. He wrote at a time when Portugal was leading the way in much of the global explorations of that time. The poet was also an adventurer, and he lost one eye while fighting in Ceuta. He survived a shipwreck in Cochinchina, a region in what is now Vietnam. It had been handed down for generations that Camões saved the poem from destruction by swimming with one arm while keeping the other arm above water as he managed to escape. Our server returned. I asked if he could now recommend a fine example of Portuguese red wine to go with the blood sausage that would soon arrive. He could, and he did. Another server arrived and did a tableside service of blood sausage, which, by the way, doesn't taste bloody, per se. He had it on a ceramic pig that had been made into a mini grill. There was a fire under the grate, and he turned the inky dark fat sausage expertly as he warmed it through. Then he placed it on a cutting board and sliced even pieces. We felt like we were in old Lisbon, and indeed we were. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.